In this episode of Social Media Secrets, sorry to giggle, I'm going to share with you guys five tools I cannot live without, especially as a business owner, as a social media manager, as a social media content creating business owner. We're going to cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm sorry. I'm super giggly right now because I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, and there are only a couple people that are like my fave people to travel with in the world, which is probably a good thing. If I had a really long list, I would be concerned. Paul's always my favorite travel buddy. My second favorite travel buddy is my assistant, Kelly Ann, and we have so much fun when we travel. I think we giggle an inordinate amount. I will say people sometimes think we're a lot younger than we are, especially her. She gets asked, how old are you in the airport? But I think it's because when we're hanging out and doing travel and stuff, I feel like it brings out just this really like youthful, fun side. I know it's probably because she's younger than I am, so she just keeps me young. But I wanted to share with you guys some of the tools that this is super, super dramatic, so I'm sorry if I'm giggly. It's because she's staring at me from across the hotel room. But there are five major tools that I cannot live without. And I wanted to create a list. And I will say, I could probably create different versions of this list. This specific list is going to be focusing on the tools that I cannot live without as a constant content creator, as a social media manager, and as a business owner who creates social media content. And I want to create that distinction because there are people who build funnels and do webinars and make a lot of money but never create a single piece of content. And that's not right or wrong. They're just different models. I also have funnels. I also have, you know, the top five tools I can't live without for making sales, but this is specifically going to be about social media content creation. Now, this was really important to me. Every single thing that I am sharing in this episode, I absolutely love, and I recommend it for social media managers, for business owners. Every single thing in this episode I've chosen because it's cost effective, it's accessible, it's not a tool that I'm offering or sharing that's, you know, $200 a month. All of these are entry level. There are either free or low cost options for all of these. Now, if you were to ask me what are my 10 favorite super ultra premium software, we'd be going into some software that could cost, you know, $800 to $1,500 a month. I'm not going to offer that here on this episode, but instead I've actually partnered with some of the tools here on this list. And let me just tell you guys my standard for partnership. And this is really cool. I actually have a talent manager, and I want to give you guys this behind the scenes. It's actually kind of cool because most people never get to hear this. My talent manager, Christina, she reaches out to a ton of different brands, but here's the neat part. She only reaches out to brands that are already on my list of things that I love, things that I use, things that I can't run my business without. And so if I share with you guys a tool or a resource, whether it's paid or not, I'm not someone who can just be like bought. I'm not someone who could be offered, you know, a retainer and suddenly be talking about a software that I don't believe in just because I was offered a payment. Does that make sense? So I, and that's a big thing about integrity for me. So I am super honest whenever I am paid for any type of promotion. This episode is absolutely brought to you by one of the tools on this list, which we will get to in just a moment, but that did not sway my decision. So let's dive on in. Number one, oh my gosh. I know this is super basic, but I'm just going to tell you, I remember hearing once that Marie Forleo said her like 95% of her business runs from this one tool. And I was like, there's no way. And then our business started to grow. And I was like,
Oh, there's totally a way. Oh, okay, that's definitely the way. And so, number one tool I cannot live without when it comes to content creation and marketing is Google Docs. Why am I talking about Google Docs in content creation? Because one of the hardest things to do in the entire world is to create and edit and write all at the same time. Those are different parts of your brain. It's very difficult to get into a software and start coming up with quotes, coming up with copy, coming up with, you know, something that you want to share, because just by the nature of how it is, every single software's like input section, it can actually create feelings that keep you from writing exactly what you want to share. So I'm a big believer in creating all of your copy, all of your captions, all of your quotes, all of the messages that you want to share in a Google Doc first. Which brings me to number two, how do I know what the heck to talk about in my social media content? The second tool that I cannot live without when it comes to content creation is Answer the Public. I'm obsessed with this. Now I will give you guys the heads up. You get 24 to 48 hours per search, meaning you get one search every 24 to 48 hours. And so you want to just be careful before you go to that website to know specifically what terms you want to search for. So, okay, cool. You want to learn about Louis Vuitton, and that's the kind of content you create. Awesome. Search for Louis Vuitton. But then just remember, you won't get an extra search until you pay for it. Now, theirs is a little more expensive. I think it's $97 a month. I am a big believer in... Sorry, Answer the Public. I'm a big believer in coming up with a big long list of all of the terms that I want to create Answer the Public searches for, and pay for a month, do all your searches. You might actually create so much great content that you bring in more revenue, and you're like, well, I'm just gonna pay for this every single month. That's the case for me, but every couple months we cancel because my team's like, are you still using this? But I'm a huge fan of it, because basically what Answer the Public does is when you put in a search term, sorry, I'm so excited about it, I'm clapping. When you put in a search term, like a keyword or a topic, Answer the Public doesn't just give you ideas for content creation. No. They give you an entire search volume / search CSV of all of the top most asked questions in Google relating to that topic. So literally, instead of having to run ask campaigns, you can literally discover exactly what people are searching for and answer their questions without them ever even asking you. It's the coolest thing in the whole world. It's a really great way to do, I can't remember whose concept this was, but instead of, you know, trying to talk at your prospects and talk at your followers, to enter the conversation already existing in their brain. That is not my quote. Do not quote me for that. I can't remember what genius said it, but it's so powerful. Which brings us to tool number three. I found out a super cool announcement today, and I'm excited to share this with you guys. This tool that I cannot live without, number three, is none other than Metricool. And today's episode is brought to you by Metricool for a very good and exciting reason. I have, for almost the entire duration of creating content, had to kind of play around between native posting, meaning posting inside of the actual platform, using some schedulers. I don't use a ton of schedulers only because I am an intuitive content creator. And then also using several different tools when it's time for scheduling, depending on which platform it is. Metricool and I are so excited to announce that they are now able to post direct. They can auto-publish to Instagram without that annoying little pop-up that makes you wait. So if you've been using tons of different tools trying to get, you know, the end result of auto-publishing on a lot of different platforms and you're like kind of frustrated by it, Metricool is amazing because it's super affordable. It's a great scheduling tool, but one of the reasons I also really love it is for social media managers and agencies. It's incredibly cost effective. Even their premium version is super cost effective, but not only that, as you grow with your clients, it's not one of those things where like the pricing goes insane or berserk at a certain point. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the software where when you have like 20 clients, they suddenly think that they can charge you like $2,000 a month, and it's like, what do you think I'm made of, right? Metricool is not that way. So if you head on over to the show notes in this episode, you will see that we've added a link to grab a free month of premium Metricool. Just make sure to use code Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L. Cool. My fourth tool that I cannot live without is Flick.tech. Kat Abianic introduced me to Flick.tech for hashtag research. I'm obsessed. It's amazing. What I love about it is you can easily find niche down hashtags that are low competition, medium competition, high competition, and kind of stagger your results. I personally, generally speaking, find the best results when I, you know, use 10 low competition hashtags, 10 medium competition hashtags, and 10 high competition hashtags. And that's a really great way to make sure that, especially until you're used to crushing it on Instagram, that you have a decent hashtag strategy down. Flick.tech is awesome. That's flick.tech. I know that my accent makes it hard for people to hear that, but I think it's like $10 a month. And to be honest, I've spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on custom hashtag sets, which have been awesome. But I will say Flick.tech rivals the performance there for only $10 a month. I'm obsessed. And the fifth tool I cannot live without. This sounds like it's going to be obvious, but Canva Pro. I know so many people are like, Illustrator's where it's at, or Photoshop is the platform you need to use. Okay, the truth is, there's something amazing about having tons of templates in a platform that's easy to use. The truth is, if you have to create a ton of graphics, why not make the process as simple as possible? I have nothing against Photoshop or Illustrator at all. In fact, at certain points in life, I actually know how to use them really well. But the reason I don't use them anymore is because I need ease of use. Everything from the time something takes to boot up to how long it takes, you know, to render the final image. Every single moment matters when you're building a business, because every moment you spend working on clients' work or building your own business or creating content is time that you don't get to spend delivering to your customers, hanging out with your family, self-care, hello. So I am obsessed with Canva Pro. I also love the one-touch background removal that's available on Pro, and they've been adding so many features lately that I'm actually like blown away by Canva Pro and how much they have stepped it up. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. As I shared earlier, this episode is brought to you by an amazing partnership between me and Metricool. To grab your free one-month premium account, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and there you will find the link. Make sure to use code Rachel. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.